Thank you for spending part of your Thursday with us at the Bryant Park Project. Bill Wolf is joining me today. I'm Allison Stewart Wolf.
Really?
Sometimes.
Wait a minute. Is this a big moment?
No. We just...
Wow.
Call the Social Security Department.
My dad's a surgeon and you're Allison Stewart Wolf. Fantastic. What a day it's been already.
It's called truthiness. I'm sort of near the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a time we round up the staff as well as the most emailed, blogged, and read stories on the internet. It is called The Most. Now here's executive producer Dan Pashman. I'm just going to start making things awesome.
Yes.
Dan Pashman.
Awesome. I just got promoted. Hey, guys. How are you? We've got most emailed here from MSNBC.com, and they released the 2007 Yale Book of Quotations Top 10 Quotes of the Year.
Okay.
We won't go through all 10. We'll post the link, but there are certainly some memorable moments here. Joe Biden actually makes the list twice, once for sticking his foot in his mouth, the Barack Obama-related comment, saying, remember he said, you got the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy.
There are people in my life getting that T-shirt this Christmas. I have already ordered four.
Awesome. That actually is one of the criteria for the list, is if they put it on a T-shirt, that means it had an impact of some kind. But Biden also made the list for this diss of Rudy Giuliani during a Democratic presidential debate. Let's take a listen to that one.
Rudy Giuliani, probably the most underqualified man since George Bush to seek the presidency, is here talking about any of the people here. Rudy Giuliani. I mean, think about it. Rudy Giuliani, there's only three things he mentioned in a sentence, a noun and a verb and 9/11. I mean, there's nothing else.
So that one came in at number six. Skip ahead. Number four was Don Imus's infamous remarks that cost him his job. Number three was Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's comments that there are no homosexuals in Iran. And number two was one of the fan favorites here at the BBP. Let's go back down this road again. This is Miss South Carolina, Miss Teen South Carolina in the Miss Teen America contest back in August.
I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Such as.
Yeah, so that was such as number two. But that one was actually beaten out. And the number one quote of 2007, as selected by the Yale Book of Quotations.
Don't tase me, bro.
That's right. Don't tase me, bro. That student in Florida who was tased while he was interrupting a John Kerry speech.
I respect Yale as much as the next guy, but the such as Miss South Carolina is number one, and it's not really that close.
I'm right there with you, Bill.
We'll have the link to the whole list on our blog. Editor Trish McKinney from the control room. What's your most? Where's it from?
I'm here along with Vice President Manoli Wetherill. If we're all getting promotions, she wants to be included. So I have one of the most viewed stories at Yahoo News, and I'm calling this Al-Qaeda 2.0 because apparently Al-Qaeda is inviting journalists to submit questions to Al-Qaeda number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri. So I guess they're getting a little interactive like everybody else. The invitation comes from, reportedly, I mean this isn't confirmed, but it comes from Al-Sahab, their media arm. And they're asking individuals, agencies, and all media to submit written questions for al-Zawahiri to answer by sending them to web forums that al-Sahab uses traditionally to post messages.
I got one for him. Ask him who are Ron Paul supporters. See what happens.
Yeah. He might have an answer for that. Actually, my first thought was this is weird, but then I thought, you know, because, you know, there obviously haven't been any mainstream media interviews of Zawahiri since 9/11. I wonder if people would actually take up this challenge and actually try to get some answers from me. I wonder if there are discussions going on in newsrooms about whether or not to become part of this.
Dispatch a correspondent to the website.
That's an interesting concept. Trisha, thanks. MJ.
All right, guys, this is from the LA Times. It's a column called "So a Fruit Fly Goes to a Bar." Basically, last week, scientists at the University of Illinois at Chicago discovered how to turn fruit flies gay and then straight again within hours.
So the fruit fly goes to Splash on 17th Street in Manhattan is what you're saying. If it's going
and then
to a
later
bar.
Jocks it up at a sports bar. Yeah, back and forth. So this blew up science blog, the speculation about a quick fix pill for like swinging one way at a cocktail party and then going to your grandmother. Literally, these are quotes from some of the blogs. So animal behaviorist Marlene Zook, who calls herself the go-to person on gay penguins, wrote this column for the LA Times explaining what it means.
This story's getting weirder.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Wait a minute. The go-to guy on gay penguins?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like we should have some like ABBA playing right
there
now.
There is a go-to guy on gay penguins?
It's her. She's he. So basically, they've figured out that there's this new neurotransmitter, glutamate. Get it? Glutamate? Anyway, that fell flat. That alters how male fruit flies interpret odors, which are kind of the come-hither signals for insects. And it doesn't necessarily translate to human sexuality, but it can help trick insects into pollinating flowers they might not otherwise. And as the go-to gay penguin gal says, I find the thought of a cockroach flitting from flower to flower a lot more unsettling than straight gay flies.
I guess she would.
And okay. If you didn't like that joke, I'll tell you my favorite one later.
Offline.
Does she have any pills that will make get the fruit flies out of my kitchen?
Yeah, that's the bigger problem.
Yeah, really.
I got nothing for you.
I don't care what they do in their private
life. Exactly. I don't judge fruit
flies. I just want them not around my kitchen. Exactly. Get away from my fruit bowl. All right, everybody. Thanks for your most today. Did you like what you hear? You want to know more where they came from? You can check it out at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. We don't pick them, people. You do.
Bye, guys.
Bye.